3 metres out, three plays gone. Woods runs straight. He'll be looking to execute a quick play. The ball, he stays on his feet here, Woods. Moses is the man again, boys. He sends it away, however, with a little Turner option. Brooks decides to take off. Brooks goes, puts it through, and bounces up for the Quermer.
Stay behind
man of the match this afternoon. The RSL Anzac Appeal medalist Aaron Woods. Well, that's a way to respond after a tumultuous week. He's been fantastic.
Yes, he was. That was back on the weekend. The West Tigers skipper coming up with a man of the match performance on this Anzac Day weekend. He joined us on the line. G'day, Aaron.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Jeez, it's so nice to be talking to you about a victory on the weekend.
Is it what? It's the best feeling ever, mate. It just feels like I've been coming on here after losses and bad publicity. So, no, it was good to get the win, mate. And, you know, it has been a tough week. And, you know, Ivan's come in and we're 2 from 3 under Ivan. And it's just good to see the boys playing and with some really good energy.
And, you know, we've talked a lot about this 80-minute effort. And I sort of grilled you about it last week. But, we actually saw an 80-minute effort on the weekend, which was terrific.
Yeah, I actually remember you saying that last week. So that was really good, mate. You know, we just want to work on the little things, like I said to you. You know, just doing the 1% things, the kick chase, kick pressure, and just making our tackles. And it was really good to see the boys. And like I said, we've been working really hard. And, you know, that's just the start. We've got to keep building on that. And, you know, it can't just be one game. We've got to move on this week now. And we've got the reigning premiers this Saturday night.
Yeah, and Woodsy, you had a blinder, mate. How did you overcome everything that had sort of happened in the week? As well as running out to a few boos, mate, we do that nicely in this country, don't we?
Ah, mate, it just shows you how good and passionate our fans are. Look, it didn't bother me. I just love how passionate the West Tigers fans are. I've been lucky enough to play under my whole career, so, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, it's part of footy.
So you just copped it on the chin. It didn't worry at all. Did it give you any motivation? Were you disappointed? Do you think as the club captain you shouldn't be booed?
Nah, like I said, mate, the fans are passionate. They pay their membership to, you know, that's their sort of say. It didn't really bother me at all. I had a job that I had to do from Ivan, and that's all I was worried about doing. If anything, you know, I don't mind. It's pretty cool running out. Like, it's like running out Suncorp when you're playing in the State of Origin. You sort of get the goosebumps, and, you know, you're ready for a big game to prove everybody wrong.
I thought if any time you'd want to go to the post-match press conference, it would have been after that victory because you were superb, mate. You silenced a lot of critics. Did you want to go?
Oh, yeah, look, you know, I've been fronting up every week, so there's nothing new. When I got back in the sheds, Ivan just said, look, he's got to give you the night off, mate. You know, you can just relax now. So, yeah, I wasn't expecting it, but, you know, it didn't really bother me at all.
Now, I sort of said, well, geez, no, I want to go. You know, we've just had a win. All right, I've
got some positives here.
Yeah, I know. I've got to sit there most weeks with all the negatives. We've just had a win. I've just had a blinder. Can I please go?
I would have been good, you know, say a few things and talk to a few journos about being positive for once. But it is what it is, mate. I was happy celebrating with my teammates in the shed.
Hey, mate, the times you've won, you guys have looked like a consistently winning team in terms of the way you've pulled it together, and now you need to thread this into consistency.
Yeah, that's it. Like I said, you can have a good performance this week, but if we don't come out this Saturday night, it's not going to be good enough. So I think we had recovery on Monday, and then Ivan gave us yesterday off. So we're back in today, and we've got to work really hard again. As I said, we can't be one-hit wonders, and that was the biggest thing we spoke about at the start of the year, was being a consistent footy side. So we've just got to keep working hard. You know, just do those little 1%, like I said earlier, and it'll go a long way to us winning.
All right, we're chatting to Aaron Woods. He's our Wednesday expert on the Big Sports Breakfast. We enjoy chatting with you, mate. Can you what do you tell the fans, mate? Have you signed with the Bulldogs or not? Or have you agreed to terms or not?
No, I haven't done anything yet. I'll be close to announcing what I'm doing probably later on in the week. You know, I haven't done anything yet. I haven't agreed or signed with Tigers or Bulldogs or anyone of the matter. But we're close to announcing what I'm doing soon.
So it's getting clearer for you.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's not too far away, but I'm sure you'll be one of the first that I'll let know straight away. So, yeah, hopefully get it done soon.
Yeah. All right. Well, hold off until this chat next week then, will you?
Next Wednesday.
So, can I ask you whether you're looking forward to playing with Ben Madalino, mate, next year? He's just signed with the West Tigers. Why would they sign him if you're staying?
Yeah, well, I heard that last night after the footy. mate, he's a massive body. You know, I've played against Benny my whole career. He's a really good player, really good offload, and he's got a great hit in him as well. So, and I know that he played under Ivan as well, and he gets along really well with Ivan. So, mate, and he's only 27 too. So, for a front rower, he's at his peak stage. It's a really good time to get one like that.
So, you're going to play against him again next year?
Not too sure. I haven't announced yet what I'm doing. So, as I said, I'll be sure to let you know soon.
Did you watch the game yesterday, mate, the Dragons Roosters?
Yeah, I did. I caught the second half. I thought it was very physical and very fast. Both teams, it didn't look like a normal round clash. It looked sort of like a semi-final type clash the way they were playing.
It was intense, wasn't it? Yeah, it was a great fixture for Anzac Day. 40,000 watching.
Unbelievable, especially with the weather they got just before kickoff. Ken deter a lot of people from going to games, but it just showed you how committed the fans were yesterday. And, mate, the game that was played, it was a cracking game, but the pace and just the kick with Dugan right near the end, you know, 2 points, and he had to get it to make a draw. And it's just like a semi-final atmosphere, and just to see the way that PC kicked the field goal, it was, you know, a lot of respect to him because a lot of people had him under the pump, but he hasn't kicked many, so he shut a lot of people up, which is really, really good to see.
Yeah, do you like what he's doing at the moment? He looks incredibly focused.
He does, doesn't he? You know, he's nice and calm. I think I know Mitchell really well, and he's in a really good state of mind at the moment. He's just going with the flow, and just I think he's matured as a person, and he's grown up a lot in the last, you know, since last year. Obviously, everything that happened, and he just looks happy, which is really good to see. And the footy he's playing is just it's amazing at the moment. He's directing a really big pack around, and just playing off the back of that.
Yeah, he was great. In fact, there were some good signs for New South Wales there. I mean, one was Boyd Corden was fantastic in the back row. Paul Vaughan was good again for the Dragons. And obviously, Piercy's form, you expect him to be the New South Wales halfback.
Yeah, he's there, mate. Boyd Corden's been enormous all year. You know what you're going to get from Boyd. 20 hit-ups, 200 metres and 30, 40 tackles of bashing people. So, mate, he's just an enormous player. Paul Vaughan was outstanding as well. Just got the Dragons on the front foot. But I just thought PC controlled the game really well. And, you know, as I said before, that Anzac match is a massive game for both clubs. There's a lot on the line there and, you know, there's a lot of history behind it. So, you know, it was really interesting to find out that I think Roosters only won 2 of the last 9 of them. Dragons went into the game with, you know, a bit of back from behind them. So it was really interesting to find that stat out. The way the Roosters play, mate, it was a great game.
Woodsy, not too sure whether you're across this news, but I'll give you a brief explanation that the Bulldogs won't be releasing their players to play City Country game. Now, it's the final City Country game. It's going to be played in Mudgee on Sunday week. Now, you actually came through City Country before you played Origin. It was a stepping stone. What do you think about that decision from the Bulldogs? I know they're not your club yet.
I actually really enjoyed it. I played my first City Country at Mudgee as well. You know, I was actually rapt that I got to play that. That was my first representative game. So, and, you know, I didn't really know too many other players. And to play in that game was an unbelievable feel. I got to play with the likes of Jared Hayne, Michael Jennings at the time. So, you know, it's disappointing. Obviously, it's definitely the last one, like everyone's saying. You want to see every team have all their players there. So, you know, I hope guys from our team make it. And as you said, it's a massive stepping stone for representative football. It's just, you know, it'd be disappointing to see that happen, but that's their decision. I hope our club encourages all the boys, once you get picked, to not pull out.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's the last one. They all should be available to play, and the Bulldogs shouldn't be any different from any other club. Would you just one final one, mate? The Tigers put that deadline on you. Do you still have a deal that can be done with the Tigers, or is that deal off the table now because you didn't get back with that deadline?
No, they've scrapped it, mate. Look, they spoke to our management earlier on that week, and our management told them that we wouldn't be ready to make a decision at the end of the week, and they still went out and put it. But you know, it is what it is, and you just have to move on from that now.
Right, mate. Good on you, Woodsy. Great to chat, mate, and a terrific win over the weekend. Keep it up.
Cheers, guys. Hopefully some more. It's good to come on the show and win.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
It's a lot more fun, isn't it?
Definitely.
Good on you, Woodsy. Thank you. Aaron Woods there.